Friends and family gathered in Arlington Heights today at the home of Jamil Shah to mourn the death of the promising young football player from Los Angeles High School. The 17-year-old was walking home from the mall when he was shot and killed just steps from his house. His grandmother, Tommy Shaw, was home that evening and heard the gunfire.
So I called my daughter and I said, Althea, I said, I think something must have happened to somebody because I hear the helicopter. And by that time, she came and told me that Jazz, which is his nickname, had been shot. And I ran down, you know, outside and looked and saw him laying in the street, and I almost collapsed. I just couldn't believe it. You know, I still can't believe it.
Shaw was on his cell phone with his girlfriend when two males approached and asked Shaw what gang he belonged to. Shaw was not in a gang. His family and friends describe him as a good kid, grandmother Tommy Shaw.
He was just an all-around good kid that, you know, no problems with anyone. One of those things, to know him is to love him.
Shaw was a star defensive back for the Los Angeles High School football team. His father, Jamil Shaw Sr., worked hard with Jamil on his grades and football career to make sure he stayed on the right track.
Everything that we were doing was a positive, and that would keep this kind of thing away. You know, the way I was trying to make him live his life, I thought this would avoid gang violence.
15-year-old Mark was with Shaw at the mall the day he was killed. Mark says that on Sunday, Jamil confided in him and told Mark that he was Jamil's best friend.
I know for a fact that I was his best friend, because he would come tell me about anything. He talked to me about everything, and he loved me like a brother, as a friend. And I loved him the same.
Mark says that Jamil had a special style that made him easily loved by all.
His style, the way he moved, the way he smiled, the way he walked, the way he talked, everything. Everybody loved Jamil.
Tracy Wright is a close friend of the Shaw family. Her son is also one of Jamil's best friends. She never expected something like this to happen.
No, never. I mean, you know, as being a parent, you're concerned about your children. You know, you ask for God to watch over your family, your friends, and your loved ones, but you just don't think that it's going to hit the way it hits.
His mother, Anita Shaw, is a sergeant in the Army and serving her second tour of duty in Iraq. She was supposed to be back yesterday, but was delayed in Baghdad. She is now expected to be home within the next day. Sanada Lee, Annenberg Radio News.